From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump acknowledges that he has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and that also means no missile testing by the North Koreans.
They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled, missiles flying over Japan. They're very happy with what I'm doing. And who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think.
Trump said he has spoken with the leaders of China and Japan about his acceptance of Kim's invitation and that they were supportive of his unprecedented diplomatic mission. Some experts are cautioning against over-optimism about the prospects for a breakthrough, questioning the North's sincerity toward denuclearization. Presidential term limits in China have been abolished after a vote by China's National People's Congress. This means that current President Xi Jinping could rule indefinitely. Xi's current term ends in 2023, but analysts say he is likely to continue. Polling did kick off across Hong Kong in crucial by-elections today, with opposition Democrats urging the city's eligible voters to cast protest ballots against perceived meddling from China's Communist Party rulers. Today's by-election will fill four legislative council seats once held by pro-democracy lawmakers who were ousted from public office after authorities deemed they had failed to take valid oaths of office. Critics slammed the move as politically motivated to weaken the opposition. The polls also coincided with the vote in parliament to extend the presidential term limits. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis warned Syria on Sunday it would be very unwise for government forces to use weaponized gas, as he cited unconfirmed reports of chlorine attacks in eastern Ghouta, and he slammed Russian support for Damascus. Mattis stopped short of threatening to retaliate against Syrian forces if a chlorine attack were confirmed, but he noted that America's cruise missile strike on April 6, 2017, on a Syrian airbase over a sarin gas attack, he said President Donald Trump's full political maneuver room to take whatever decision he believed was appropriate at the time. China said Sunday it does not intend to ignite a trade war with the U.S. because the move would be disastrous for the entire world. Meanwhile, President Trump is responding to criticism from world leaders who oppose those tariffs.
So we put on tariffs, and the European Union's out there. Well, we're going to put on. I said, you can't go any higher than you are anyway. And they have trade barriers. We can't even sell our farming goods in there. They totally restrict us. So then they say, we want those tariffs taken off. I said, good. Open up the barriers and get rid of your tariffs. And if you don't do that, we're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW. You want to have money?
Mr. Trump signed proclamations Thursday imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel, 10% on imported aluminum, with their new taxes set to go into effect this month. Trump imposed the tariffs despite pleas from friends and allies who warned the new measure could ignite a trade war. British government ministers met Saturday to discuss the case of a Russian man who was mysteriously poisoned by a rare nerve agent in the town of Salisbury nearly a week ago. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said Saturday after the meeting that it is still too early to assign blame for the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, both of whom are hospitalized in critical condition.
There are over 250 counterterrorism police from 8 out of our 11 counterterrorism units involved. There's over 200 witnesses involved, and there's over 240 pieces of evidence.
Meanwhile, about 180 British soldiers have been deployed to Salisbury, which is a normally quiet town in southwestern England, to help officials decontaminate that area. Officials have also cordoned off an Italian restaurant and a pub Skripal and his daughter had visited before the collapse, as well as a cemetery where Skripal's wife is buried and where there is also a memorial headstone for his son. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.